What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spy.
What's good, baby? Let's hit them air horns. Come on, man.
Hey! It's Friday.
Well,
my boy D-Lo got that Nick Bosa deal, that Myles Garrett deal. No, you know what I'm saying?
Let's
we
just
here.
Stick with Myles
we
Garrett.
Here. Let's go.
Let's just stick with Myles Garrett and leave the other guy out of this. I went back to get the bottle of Uncle Nearest as a show bit. Miller wasn't in his office, and I couldn't find it. Started rummaging through his stuff. I was like, God, where did he put this bottle? I can't find it.
It's gone? Did it say
we didn't drink that much.
Oh, I was about to say.
I mean, hey Kyle, sorry about that. Some of us drink more than others. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums Long of Sacramento.
Side. What are you doing with him?
Yes. Indeed.
And Penny Hardaway, please. And with us right now, questions.
No, I got you.
Bottom right.
Oh, you know where it's at.
Good work.
Stop asking me stupid questions.
All right.
Kyle Madsen's here with us.
I'm just glad I don't have the Mitch OJ sound anymore. That's great.
Well,
I appreciate
that's
Kenny for
always
that.
Good.
Hey, man, I won't mention this guy's name. I'll give him his initials. OJS.
Yeah. OJS.
Mitch called the other day at like 3:49. Mitch, I didn't say it in my head. I'll
take to get off.
Mitch, no, let's call back tomorrow.
So
call today.
I wish we had the clip of my man going, man, D-Lo, I know how you feel. I can't. I got an athlete. I can't quit. O.J. Simpson. Like, hey,
hey,
my dearest brother. That's not what.
Yeah,
that's not what we
Russians.
Meant. That's not what we meant. But
yeah, like him in the day before.
We were trying to explain to Jesse one day, OJ was like at one time one of the biggest sports personalities.
That
period.
Was,
like that end like end. Yeah.
That was the I don't want to say the biggest takeaways. One of the biggest takeaways for me from that like 6-part ESPN OJ doc. Because again, the OJ Simpson Bronco chase, I was born in 90, is one of the first news memories I have is that and Diana, like those are the two like very first things. And I remember the chase, and then I remember the trial being this huge deal. So I knew that was a big deal. I did not know until that documentary, which came out in 2015,
Okay.
2016, whenever that came out.
Yep, yep.
That he was like the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was like the most famous football player mm-hmm. in the world.
Had like 100%
doing Hertz commercials,
yeah.
and
yeah.
he's in Naked Gun, mm-hmm. and he's doing all this stuff. Had no clue that he was like that.
Not only was he in Naked Gun, he was funny in Naked Gun.
Yeah,
he was
yeah.
very good
doing Monday Night Football.
Yeah,
had no idea he was so famous
doing Monday Night Football in the outfit he killed them people in.
It, dang,
man, that's crazy. Like,
he
literal
is wild,
literal video evidence of sir. There were isotoner gloves. You're wearing them right here in front of like 30 million people.
They don't fit. They don't.
You know, dude, with his hand hella curled.
Yeah, bro.
Listening.
He was saying it was in a fist.
Listening,
like,
listen,
fit,
listening to them talk about as soon as he tried to slide them gloves on, he went into full OJ mode. He like, look, I don't know. I don't know. They don't fit. That documentary.
Fascinating.
Blows The Last Dance out of the water.
Not even close.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the greatest I've ever seen.
It
my
is
life.
Like documentaries to me are always about like, what do you like? Can you really learn from something? That was always the thing with The Last Dance. Like, I don't think I'm going to learn from this. Not that it didn't have its moments, mm-hmm. like the moment at the end of episode 3 where he's like, if you can't play like me, I can't. Like, that was
mm-hmm.
damn. Mm-hmm. Like, that was like, okay. That was a true like look into Michael Jordan's like soul and his mm-hmm. entire demeanor. Mm-hmm. I learned so much in that OJ documentary.
Yeah.
I didn't know about his dad, like his dad being gay. I didn't know about mm-hmm. that and how that, like, the influence. And I always waited for someone to describe to me how he did it because I never understood it. And when that forensic guy was like, here's what we believe happened, and they used that computer, ooh, I was like,
crazy.
Holy crap.
That was tough.
Like, I walked away. I was like, I'm out. Like, that's it. Like, walk off. Like, that's it for me.
Yeah.
And they talked about the guy's hands, and it's like, it's, you see the punctures in his hand because he was, like, trying to stop him.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn.
Oh, my goodness.
That was crazy.
I'd like to point out that since we started the handoff, this is the second time we've opened the show with O.J. Simpson. I don't know what it is, but O.J.
Once
just
that beat hits, it just happens.
It's a big O.J. Simpson show here.
There's today's title.
No. Well, how many shows do we have titled that have something to do with O.J. Simpson?
Like, actually, at least five, I think. At least five or four.
We're your O.J. Simpson leader.
I don't. Kyle and I had a meeting about changing the ESPN. The ESPN, the O.J. Simpson leader.
Yeah, we did.
Sacramento
Boss is all in.
O.J. leader.
Boss is all in. That's why we cracked a bottle of Uncle Nearest at 11 o'clock this morning.
Yep.
Really,
isotoners and whiskey for everybody.
Really leaning into this OJ thing you guys got going on.
I have the funniest jersey you could wear next Thursday.
Oh, my cousin had one.
It's
probably still does.
Hey, it's sharp too.
You wear a 49ers OJ Simpson jersey.
Give me that Bills one, and I'm in there.
Some will say it's that's a killer jersey you got on right there, dog.
Man,
he got that Bills joint too.
Go USC.
I remember he had that. You could go USC.
I don't.
Yeah.
How many teams did he play for? Bills and who?
Bills and
play
Niners.
For one.
I think just Bills and
he did play for the Niners.
Yeah. The Eminem line about that is crazy. Off of, what song is that? Me and Marcus Allen went over to see Nicole.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jeez. Don't.
I'm not going to finish it.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know who's,
for all of us.
You know who's like damn near related. Damn near has got a daughter. Is to O.J. Simpson. Is Kim.
Well.
Who Kim?
R. Kim.
That's right. That's right. R. Kim. Yeah, R. Kimberly has.
She's got connections to
ties
O.J.
to O.J. Simpson.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Well, speaking of. Well, that's literally a show title. I'm looking at it right now. Well, you know who's a family friend of O.J. is one. We've got who's going to be the next O.J.?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
What the hell was that show?
I think you were going that way.
I know who the winner of that contest was.
Hold on. I'm not done yet. That was our third OJ reference this week. Wait, why does that sound like OJ? I want to say something about OJ.
These are all show titles.
Come on, man.
We have three show titles with OJ in them as a show title.
Oh, my God.
Oh, let's see. I'm not done. Oh, no. He wasn't OJ Simpson, was he?
What is with our obsession with OJ Simpson?
And then the very first one, the very first one, I don't know how we got to OJ.
Bruh, we've been on the air 5 years. And we got all those O.J. Simpson references in our title.
That's one of my favorite running bits.
You're averaging more than one O.J. title per year.
I'm about to say that's almost two O.J. titles a year. What's, what do you say, about eight of them? Yeah. It's almost two.
Well, we got a new one dropping today.
About
well,
to have nine.
There we go. And it's only August.
Oh, I'm dying.
Oh, man. Shout out us. I was going to shout out.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't, for sure don't.
Yeah.
Nah. Shout out to you guys. Can I change the subject and complain
Please,
about something real
God
quick?
God, change the subject.
All right, so speaking of running backs.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Thank you.
Because that's what we were talking
yeah,
about.
For sure. So speaking of 49er running backs, let's talk Brian Robinson. No, so last night, I don't typically write fantasy football stuff at Niners Wire. NinersWire.com. Check it out. It's a great website.
Great. We'll read every article twice.
So I don't typically do fantasy football stuff. But I've been told by people who are paid to know these things, they're like, hey, fantasy football content around this time of year, and we're paid by the clicks, so I'm going to try and get clicks however I can. So last night, I have this brilliant idea. I'm like, I am going to write about how Jeff Wilson's fantasy value, or Jeff Wilson actually has fantasy value.
Mm.
Okay. Because I think he's going to be third on the depth chart. Isaac Arendo can't stay healthy. Christian McCaffrey's health is a huge question mark. You can draft him with your final pick and stash him.
Mm.
Thought that was a great take. The Brian Robinson, I posted that at 10-something last night.
Uh-huh.
Brian Robinson trade happens. Yeah. Torpedoes the whole take.
Damn.
Which is tough, right? Like, that's just that. But it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were going to trade for Brian Robinson. And then you start doing the math, and it's like, oh, Jeff Wilson Jr. is not even going to make the team.
Not going to make the team.
No.
Who are the running backs ahead of him?
Christian McCaffrey, Isaac Arendo, Brian Robinson, Jordan James, fifth round pick. That's easy work. They're going to keep
Jordan James going to be back in time?
Yeah. He got a broken finger. He's good. I would assume, anyway.
Arendo going to be back in time?
He's back.
He's back now.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sorry.
So that's tough. But here's what I'm mad at. I'm not even mad at that. I'm mad at Google. Because what the Google Obviously. Algorithm does, mm-hmm. what the Google algorithm does is when news happens, there's the news that goes up, but then what they want is people aren't going to just click on the news. People probably know the news.
Yeah.
So they want analysis of the news.
Mm.
And Google has decided, oh, what's this Jeff Wilson Jr. piece about the 49ers running back? Let's index that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So I got all these people reading my Jeff Wilson Jr. article that is no longer, it makes me look like an idiot. So I had to go put an update in there that was like, disregard all this.
Oh, jeez.
It's literally at the bottom. I was like, disregard everything here. They traded for Brian Robinson. But Google's like, we got you, dog. We'll post this one. Nothing else I write that's smart. They're like, oh, you did fantasy content?
Damn.
Tough. Bad look for me.
That's fine. We have really smart takes, too, once in a while, and those never get Those never pop like the O.J. Simpson commentary does.
Well, that's why Jesse's the best, to make sure it's in the title.
Yeah, very good. O.J. Simpson and our reaction to the Keegan Murray draft always wind up.
We got a quota to keep up, man. We got to get one more O.J. show
in this year. We're like writers at The Athletic. We got to get that Lakers-LeBron story out there because we got numbers. We got numbers to make, man. Let's get it out there. LeBron leaving the Lakers? Question mark.
Charlie's like, guys,
4 billion hits.
Charlie's like, guys, the weeklies didn't look good. You're like, I know how to fix this.
So, guys, OJ, huh?
What if he did it?
It's provocative.
Here's how.
Where were you during the chase?
At home.
Well, he was four.
I was four.
Oh, I didn't know. Dated
Cheerios that morning.
And you remember it, though, at four.
I just remember. I don't remember, like, details. I just have the vague memory of it being on the TV.
Gotcha. I think I remember
exactly where I was. Yeah, I was at my homeboy's house. We were watching the game. Mm. And it was like,
they said, not anymore.
Yeah. Well, we were in the little small box up in the corner. Because Bob Costas threw it to... I can't remember who it was. I can't remember who NBC's guys were.
Brokaw?
Brokaw, that's who it was. Yeah, it was Tom Brokaw.
Yeah.
By the way, I did get to the point where Peter Jennings was trying to light.
Peter Jennings.
That's the name I was looking for.
He was pissed
Peter
off.
Jennings beat Jerry Jones's ass.
Well, why'd you fire him?
Tom Landry. That was incredible to watch. Like, I love watching, like, I've seen the clip of Walter Cronkite announce JFK's assassination a million times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, watching how Cronkite, Peter Jennings, those guys handle Tom Brokaw's handling of 9/11. Like, watching that, I love watching those guys, like media. We talk about sports media all the time.
No, it was Peter Jennings.
Media.
On the OJ thing.
Well, no.
Tom Brokaw, I feel like, was NBC, but I could be wrong. It doesn't matter.
Bob Costas to NBC to NBC, that would have been Brokaw. But Peter Jennings was doing that stuff.
Peter Jennings grilling Jerry Jones when he fired Tom Landry was incredible. He was like this close to calling him a bitch. Like, he was destroying him. Like, who the hell are you?
And Jerry would answer, and he would just be disgusting.
Like,
why'd you fire him?
And
why'd you fire him?
This isn't local Texas Dallas news. This is Peter effing Jennings.
I think I found the video
of
Peter Jennings frying Jerry Jones.
Do you know how to add it to the? You know how to add it to the screen?
Yeah, it's not an interview though, right?
It's just a
commentary.
Yeah, no, it was.
No,
well,
I think it's an interview.
It was an interview, and then remember, he goes back and talks to his person.
He talks
like,
to
who
the person
is
there.
This guy?
Yeah.
Who is
this hick from the sticks?
He was pissed.
I'm through the second Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. That's probably what, about four?
It's the fourth one.
Cause,
yeah,
because my boy Jerry came on at the end of episode two.
Well. Yeah, I'm sure that was tough.
Also, poor Jim Kelly and the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, no. Is Jim talking?
Yeah, Jim's talking. Yeah, shout out to Jim Kelly.
Yeah, Jim's like, yeah, we lost the first one, Jim, and I was ready to get back out there. Hey, we lost the second one, and I was ready to get back out there.
He comes across great.
He seems like a great guy.
Jim Kelly comes across
great. I've always seen clips of him or interviews of him being a great guy. That's why I feel bad that he's got to go through.
You do nothing but hurt for him.
Damn.
There's nothing like that, right?
No.
I mean, not even four Super Bowl losses
in a row. No.
Jerry West, and like that doesn't even come. I don't think that matches it.
No. Four Super Bowl losses in a row
crazy.
Is like in that Buffalo Bills team was one of the best we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. They just ran into, I think one of them was the Washington team, but
yeah,
the Cowboys. It was the one that really blew was the Giants one. Yeah.
They had
that. That's the Scott Norwood game.
Scott Norwood, and I think the Giants had the ball for like 47 minutes of the 60 minutes. Like, they just ran the ball, didn't score, didn't do nothing.
Hey, nothing to do with nothing. I'm kind of in on this year's Giants team. Did you see them last night?
Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
Jackson
Dart, one, he looks like a ball player. Jameis Winston has fully leaned into being like an internet meme.
I saw him eating a W.
Yeah, he's fully leaned into this whole thing.
Who gets a flag for that, by the way?
They're both retroactively banned from the league.
This and then the that was I didn't like any of that.
He's doing like Instagram videos and TikToks and all this. It's like, all right, Jameis absolutely recognizes where he's at in his career. Mm-hmm. This Jackson Dart kid might
He might be the one from the draft.
Yeah, he might like be Jackson a like a player. And like watching them react to like different things, watching the team react to different things. Mm-hmm. That were happening during. I think Daboll sucks, and they should have fired him 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of like this squad. Now I don't think they're good. Be clear,
their defensive
line might be sick though. No, I don't think this is a good football team. But watching them, it's like, you know what? I can watch this.
Now that we're all things Giants, like you saw, like is it just me? Like every time you see Russell Wilson, it's like you're still here.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, it's, legit.
I was watching Russell Wilson last night. Like he ain't gonna make it.
Yeah,
he ain't gonna make it.
I always feel it, Russell Wilson's
real quick. I mean, real quick, anyone want to end with me?
The Giants?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not my team.
Yeah, no. Oh, okay. No, that's your team.
I think the crazy team. Right. I took
do your thing, big dog. Do your thing.
I'll go with him. They're going to entertain the hell out of me all year.
I think I'm Russell Wilson.
As I wait for Brian Daboll to be fired.
Who are you riding with, Jesse?
I'm riding with the Panthers this year.
Okay.
Tristan got me thinking about the Panthers.
Okay.
I don't know how good they're going to be, but.
No, I'm not good, but maybe they get 6-7 wins this year.
I still believe in Bryce a little bit.
Yeah.
Who's their coach?
Fair. Dave Canales. The great Dave Canales.
Obviously.
Good coach.
Didn't need to be said.
New coach? Good coach?
Second year.
The Bryce Young career arc, if assuming he continues to be a good player, is going to need to be studied. Hmm. And it's probably going to change. I talked about this the other day, how Josh Allen... And James brought up Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar Jackson fits this mold a little bit more. But Josh Allen, I think, ruined quarterback evaluation. Hmm. At least for a little bit.
I heard you talk about this the other day.
Yeah, like teams all of a sudden think like, oh, Anthony Richardson can't complete a pass in college, but we'll just make him accurate. Just do the Josh Allen thing.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that what Josh Allen has done is crazy.
Yeah.
I think Lamar was asked to make a lot of low percentage throws in college, which probably deflated his completion rate a little bit. But his development as a passer has been crazy too. But it's not easy. Like that's not usually a thing that happens. And so I think we saw that with Josh Allen and some quarterbacks after him. And I forget where this is going. Oh, Bryce Young. But Bryce Young might kind of do the same thing where if a guy really struggles to start his career, I think if Bryce Young continues to be really good, you might see teams just try and follow that formula. Like, we're going to take you out. We're going to put a veteran in. We're going to let you kind of get your feet a little bit and then go try again. And I kind of wonder if that becomes the QB formula instead of just pulling the plug entirely.
It's kind of the old school method, right? Isn't that how they used to do it? Like, all right, we drafted you. We're going to have you sit for a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the vet is we're done, then you'll come in probably Peyton was it like, we just gonna throw you to the wolves, rookie.
Yeah.
And that's how they started going about things. And Peyton, didn't he lead the league in interceptions his first year?
Yeah, he was
like
not
that.
Good.
And they're like, well, that's just best. He's got to go get the reps. Mm. I tend to lean a little bit towards like, let him get a feel for the league first.
I think the media environment changes it a little bit.
Because of where you were drafted?
No, but Peyton in 1998 could go out and struggle and be fine. Mm-hmm. Now, if you go out and struggle and you lead the league in interceptions as a rookie, you're never going to hear the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to spend your whole offseason hearing about how bad you suck.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole fan base wants you traded. And I'm sure Peyton got that too, but it's not as loud as it is now.
But a lot of that is where you're drafted, though. Like if the consensus is the Giants reached for Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they hadn't reached for Daniel Jones, would the scrutiny have been as...
Probably not.
...high on him? Now...
That's a good point.
You're in New York. Like if he... You know what I mean? Like, that's different. But, like, if he had been drafted by a different team 10 slots later or 8 slots later where they thought he might wind up, the idea of him might have been... The idea of him as a quarterback might be a little bit different today than... And it was because he was drafted, what was it, 6th overall, I think?
Mm-hmm. I think there's a...
starting quarterback for the Colts.
I think my argument against that would be that it feels like Brock Purdy has not gotten the benefit of the doubt in that way. Like, what Brock Purdy has done as the final pick of the draft is remarkable.
Yeah.
From jump, it's been like, yeah, but he actually sucks.
Yeah, I think that's the curse of Kyle Shanahan.
Really?
Yeah, I think media hates Kyle Shanahan. I think national media hates Kyle.
TCDA.
TC definitely does. But I think national media does not like Kyle.
Interesting.
I think it's split down the middle.
Oh, I think the opposite.
The perception. Really?
Yeah. Because there are people who will defend Kyle Shanahan to the end, and there's no in between. It is okay. Either you think Kyle is boy genius,
yeah,
or he's a Nepo baby that can't get it done. Like, there's no, like, nah, he's just a really good head coach. No, you better feel a different way. So you better feel.
Yo, no, about no coaching.
You better pick a way to feel about this guy. Because, I mean, I think, I don't think he hates him, but I know, like, Bomani Jones, I think he's, like, Kyle Shanahan's overrated. Dominic Foxworth.
What does that mean? When a guy's overrated, based on what? That to me is a way of saying that guy's not good.
So I
think you never
I
say
understand.
I think that guy's good. He's overrated, but he's good. I don't think anyone ever means that.
I think when you say he's overrated, if somebody says Kyle Shanahan is a top three coach in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
Nah, y'all overrating Kyle Shanahan. He top 10.
Sure.
He not top three.
Is that what Bomani said, though?
I can't remember.
Because if you just blanket say he's overrated, like, by whom? Based on what? There's no definitive ranking.
Well, I think
at least
some
I haven't
that,
given him out yet.
Some of the tears. Somebody would probably look at it like if I don't. I'm not saying Bomani said this, but mm-hmm. he might look at it like, hey, y'all talking about this guy a genius. Every time I turn on the TV, he a genius, offensive genius. Mm-hmm. Y'all overrating. He's not an offensive genius. He's good. He's not a genius. If he was a genius, he would have found a way to do this. He would have found a way to do that.
Sure.
So it's one of those things that we do, right? When we're like, everybody always saying, well, not everybody. Right, it's just like kind of what comes on our algorithm or what we hear people saying. There's plenty of people who look at it like, nah, Kyle's good. He's got work to do. But we go off the three things that we heard and say everybody. So I think that's what happens when you say overrated.
Right. Very good. Glad we settled that.
Kyle's not overrated. Kyle is top three coach in the league.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think it's Kyle Shanahan and Andy Reid is the best coaches in the league right now. Like,
better than Sean McVay?
Sean McVay's up there. Maybe it's a three-person conversation, not two.
I'm putting Harbaugh in there.
I think John Harbaugh
goes in there. I think Matt LaFleur goes in there.
So John's good. I know. Yeah, I know you were talking Jim. I think John's good to put in there. I'm not putting Jim there yet.
I need to see.
Urban Meyer was right. He should be suspended.
Urban Meyer needs to stay out of the club.
He should be suspended.
Well, that's true. I think Kevin O'Connell's in there. I really like Kevin O'Connell a lot. And Matt LaFleur. I think Matt LaFleur is very, very good.
Yeah, I think I put Matt LaFleur over Kevin O'Connell. But
I put them in the tier rankings. I think they're right there with Kyle Shanahan.
Me personally, I'd put Mike Tomlin in there. That's how I feel. I guess I'm the only one.
You hate Mike Tomlin.
I don't. That's Jesse who hates Mike Tomlin.
You think he's overrated?
Jesse doesn't hate Mike
I don't
Tomlin.
Hate Mike Tomlin, but yes, it's perfect. Mike Tomlin is a little overrated.
At some point, like, people have gotten here with Kyle Shanahan making it to the conference title game in the Super Bowl. They're like, I'm sick of it. He doesn't. Like, Mike Tomlin's going 9-8 and losing in the first round every year for the last decade and a half. And we're still like, wow, he's amazing.
Yeah, but he's not going 3-14.
That's a good. Sure.
I mean, finishing above finishing without a losing season is pretty impressive.
If Kyle Shanahan did what Mike Tomlin has done since their last playoff win, if he had that exact same next, whatever it is, 12 or 15 years, there TC would be the normal thought process.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably the thought process in Pittsburgh, too.
I don't know. I would absolutely be willing to bet. I got to tap into Steel City Radio.
I would absolutely bet that's the thought process in Pittsburgh.
I'm
going to go ask around. I'm going to go talk to my sources.
Please do that. I think we have to take a commercial break.
Yeah.
So thanks for joining us, Kyle. I don't know what this was, but thanks for joining. It's like a very extended version of the handoff without James.
One of our hands fell off.
I don't know. We'll be back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.